The word today is self-denial. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Doug Schrader. As humans, we tend to want to satisfy all of our desires. It is not easy to resist the things we long for. But Jesus calls us to deny ourselves as a means of forcing us to grow in patience and love for God. Here to discuss fasting as one method of denying ourselves is Bible teacher Doug Schrader on The Word Today, Self-Denial.
Recently, I have been thinking about the spiritual element of self-denial. Self-denial, intentionally withholding from yourself something that you want in order to achieve a greater goal or purpose. It definitely is a spiritual quality, similar to developing patience and self-control. Self-denial has been in my mind a lot lately, especially because Pastor Paul and I have been reading a very interesting book by a man named Jentison Franklin, and it's a book on fasting. Pastor Paul has spoken about this, and it's rolling around in my mind quite a bit lately, too. So I'm going to think about self-denial and about the component of fasting. And I'll be the first to admit that I don't think I've taken this nearly seriously enough, and I need to give this a lot more thought in my personal life and in my walk with the Lord. So I'm kind of sharing with us today some thoughts that I'm questioning whether I have used all of the tools and all of the equipment that God gives us spiritually to the fullest advantage. It's not uncommon for us as Christians to have holes or gaps in our Christian faith and in our practice. And this is one where I'm wondering if there's a huge hole in my practice of my faith that needs to be filled and needs to be dealt with. So maybe this will be an interesting time for us today. The statement of Jesus in regards to self-denial is very potent, very powerful, when he says in Luke chapter 19, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will save it." And then he asks the question, what good is it to gain the whole world and lose your very soul? He also says in verse 26, "If anyone is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his glory and in the glory of the Father and of the holy angels." And then he adds this encouraging statement to the apostles he was speaking to, "I tell you the truth, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the kingdom of God." We understand that to be the event of the transfiguration, where they did see the glory of Christ. Let's go back to this idea of self-denial. Some of Jesus' sayings seem very difficult, very hard, because they're asking us to do things that go against our nature and against our flesh, and also because they seem contradictory at times. In one instance, Jesus might say, "Come and I will give you rest, and if you have burdens, I will give you rest for your soul." And then later he makes a statement, "Pick up your cross and follow me." This seems like such a contradiction at first, until you realize that the rest that Jesus speaks of is spiritual rest and peace in the mind because you're right with God, even though the world might oppress us. And this picking up the cross means that burden, that attack, that hatred from the world. Jesus never really does give us a promise of ease and convenience in life. He does promise us peace and rest spiritually. the world is expected to attack us. We need to understand if we are going to stand up boldly for Jesus, we will be hated by some. We will be despised by others. That's to be expected, whether it's a look that they give us or whether it's with punishing blows or even trying to murder us. The world will hate what Jesus stands for, but that's okay. Our goal is not to have a life of ease and convenience if we're following Jesus. It's to be faithful to him and committed to him because he promises us life eternal. Thinking about this concept of self-denial, I couldn't help but think of fasting. When I started to read this book entitled Fasting by this man by the last name Franklin, it's mildly disturbing to me because I haven't fasted. I don't know that I can ever say that I have seriously denied myself food. I've tried to watch what I eat and be healthy because this is the temple of the Holy Spirit and God lives in us, but I don't think that I have denied myself intentionally in order to try to seek God's Spirit more fervently. And that's embarrassing to me. I think about this, and I look at a passage like Matthew 6, which is one of these foundational passages in this book on fasting, and suddenly it becomes so clear to me, like Jesus is saying in Matthew 6, "Be careful not to do your acts of righteousness before men to be seen by them. If you do, you'll have no reward for your Father in heaven." And we understand that, whether it's giving an offering or taking someone a plate of food because they're a shut-in or having difficulty recovering from the hospital, whatever. We don't want to brag and boast about it. We get that concept easy enough. But then Jesus says, he talks about three things in Matthew 6. When you give to the needy, that's almsgiving. So giving to the poor would be a normal part of a godly walk. And then in verse 5, he says, and when you pray, and he gives instructions on prayer. And of course, we spend all kinds of time thinking about the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6. And then in verse 16, he talks about, and when you fast. And it seems like, at least for us in North America, we've completely ignored that. And suddenly, it strikes me, has this been one whole segment of a practice of the Christian faith that we have just discarded, that it's not been taken real seriously? And I think maybe so. Maybe, possibly, because it's hard, because it's difficult, because it requires effort. You know, the closest we come to it at times in some Christian traditions is giving up sweets at Lent. And I'm like, my goodness, that's nothing. That's not difficult at all. That's not challenging our spirit too much. And then I think about passages like Philippians chapter 3, where it is describing those that hate God. And it says, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. And it says, their mind is on earthly things. And I can't help but think, wow, do we satisfy and satiate our fleshly desires to the point that we get totally blunted and too fat and happy and don't think deeply enough about the things of Christ and about spiritual things? Well, I'm going to do a lot of soul searching and a lot of thinking about fasting in the near future. But here is a principle for us. And by the way, I should be quick to point out that there are different kinds of fasts. One where you give up certain types of food, another one where you take liquids for a set period of time, and then another one which is a radically difficult fast, which is no food or water, and that is usually an extremely short period of time. It's always advised that you seek a doctor or someone to consult you when you're fasting. But this idea of self-denial, Jesus demonstrates this for us. You know, one of the reasons why I am not impressed at all with some of the other supposed great spiritual leaders of the world, individuals who claimed that we should follow them, is because they don't practice this principle of self-denial perfectly. I think of individuals who were hypocritical. They said that they stood for peace and for unity, and then they would turn violence and they would practice hatred and killing their enemies. You don't see that in Jesus. Jesus denies himself. He gives up his glory. He doesn't retaliate against those that are against him. And possibly one of the reasons why he had such spiritual strength might have been from fasting. I'm going to spend more time thinking about that in my life, and maybe you'll want to read the Gospels and see if you can see a connection there as well. When Jesus says, "Pick up your cross," it's shocking. It's radical. It's the idea, similar today, as if we would say, go sit in the electric chair. In other words, be identified with Jesus because he is despised and scorned. Remember, the Christians in the early church were not welcome. They were hated by the world. The world was disgusted with them. It persecuted them. And so Jesus is saying, be ready to accept hardship. Be ready to accept if the world hates you, and yet still you are to deny yourself. In other words, that means if you deny yourself, that means you proclaim Jesus. The choice is this: you can either deny yourself or you deny Jesus. He calls you either to put yourself forward or him. Which is it going to be? And of course, we're called to confess him, to deny ourselves, whatever is necessary in order to stay faithful to Jesus. You know, Jesus was wonderful to show the transfiguration, that event when he revealed his glory and power to the apostles. That gives us the hope that we need to deny ourselves, to know that through Christ we will also achieve glory in eternal life. Denial is very similar to repentance. It has to happen before we can make progress. If we repent of sin, then we move toward forgiveness. If we deny ourselves, then we move toward growth and glory. This is a very important principle, and one which I'm going to spend much more time on. That is, deny yourself for the sake of your Savior.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? And when you write, be sure to request the booklet by Pastor Paul Schrader entitled Faith. When properly centered in Christ, faith is trustworthy and genuine. This booklet talks about the kind of faith needed to believe in and to serve God, the faith that transforms lives and makes heroes out of ordinary people. Our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.